Shai Davidi of Sportsnet.ca is on the scene in Dunedin, Florida. He has tweeted out a picture of Michael Saunders on crutches. Again, if you're just joining us, Michael Saunders, opening day left fielder for the Toronto Blue Jays, out until the All-Star break with a torn meniscus after stepping on a soft patch of ground around a sprinkler head. Shai, how the hell does this happen?
With incredibly bad luck. I mean, you think about the size of the outfield, and he's just chasing a fly ball, lightly jogging, and that of all the spots he could have possibly landed on, he happened to land on that spot. It buckled, his knee collapsed, and he felt a pop. It's remarkably bad luck.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, today is the official reporting date. Am I right about that, or was yesterday the official reporting date?
No, today is the official reporting date for position players, with the first full squad workout tomorrow.
Right. So, I mean, again, this is, you're right, it's bad luck. There are a ton of players there. There always are. Guys usually report early. But the fact of the matter is he didn't even have to be out there. I mean, they could have had you and me out there shagging flies. They could have had somebody's kid out there shagging. Well, maybe not somebody's kid. That's going a little far. But he didn't even really have to be out there. He was not required to be in camp until today.
Right. Man, he's been here for a while. He was one of the first position players down here. He was very excited to get a fresh start. You know, he said often how excited he is about joining the Blue Jays, a team he rooted for growing up. He's been super pumped for this move ever since it happened, and, you know, he couldn't wait to get it going. And chatting with him just moments ago, you could really see the heartbreak on his face. You know, he's crushed by this, but he's determined, and he said that one of the challenges for him will be dealing with the mental side and the disappointment of it all. But he's had surgery once before when he was much younger in his career, feels he's better positioned now to handle it. And, you know, it's going to be a matter of how are the Blue Jays going to be able to cover the gap in his absence.
Well, that was the next question, obviously, Shai. And we're joined by Shai Davidi of Sportsnet.ca. Again, breaking news, so to speak. Michael Saunders of the Blue Jays, the opening day left fielder, has torn his meniscus and is undergoing surgery. He will be out at least until the All-Star break. And as a result, Shai, I guess the obvious question now is, what does Alex Anthopoulos do from here?
Yeah, that's a great question. We chatted with him this morning as well. And what he said is that, well, he started making calls already just to touch base with some teams who have some outfield depth. The Blue Jays really want to look at the guys that they have in camp and are going to give them a shot. And then once spring training gets to the end and roster decisions are being made and there are crunches on 40-man and 25-man, he's going to see if he can find an upgrade. But what he doesn't want to do is get somebody who's going to come in and then be blocked once Saunders returns.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's going to be looking for any possible stopgap types to be an upgrade over what they have internally. But if there's a strong showing from the guys that they have, and they have a handful of options, and then I think at that point they would rather stick with what they have and not have to bring someone in who's only going to be blocked once Saunders gets healthy.
You know, my concern about this injury, first and foremost, is the fact that this is a team that already, whatever people may say about Colby Rasmus, the fact of the matter is, he was a left-handed hitter. Melky Cabrera, switch hitter. Adam Lind, left-handed hitter. That, to me, is where Saunders is missed, is you really needed that left-handed bat in this lineup. It's pretty right-handed heavy otherwise.
Absolutely, Jeff. And I made exactly that point to John Gibbons. And I said, is that going to impact what they're looking for in whoever replaces Saunders, whoever gets the bulk of playing time in left field? And he said at this point they're just going to try to figure out with the best player that they have. You know, the top of that lineup is going to be right-handed no matter what. Mm-hmm. Saunders probably wasn't going to break into the top five batters, but he would have been a nice presence in there at six, providing a different look, and you know, maybe against certain right-handers he could have been moved up even. So that's definitely going to hurt. And, you know, it makes Justin Smoak and his potential ability to make this team and become a factor all the more important, because right now he might be the only real left-handed threat that the Blue Jays have. And they could certainly use one, because there are some right-handed pitchers that are really tough, and you want to have that left-handed bat that you can slide in at a key moment and try to get you a big hit.
And of course, the other guy who I think now becomes immovable from my point of view is Deonner Navarro.
Yeah, I mean that's interesting because you may have to use Deonner Navarro to get you something. You know?
He may have to be your lefty. He may have to be your DH now.
Right. He may have to be your DH, and that's the thing that you know. So many people have been in a rush for the Blue Jays to trade Deonner Navarro, and that unless there was a good and compelling reasons for the Blue Jays to move him, they shouldn't move him because just like you said, for moments like this. That depth that he provides, that option. You know, guys always get hurt. There are always at bats that open up. And if you can give them to Deonner Navarro instead of, you know, some fringy 6-year minor league free agent or a prospect who's not ready, then that's always a better solution.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying, just so I don't want anybody calling up or emailing or going on Twitter, Jeff, Deonner Navarro can't play left field. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you need the bat in the lineup, the left-handed bat in the lineup. You'd have to have somebody else in left field. Shai, did you, forgive me, you said you had a chance to talk to John Gibbons. What was his body language, his reaction to this?
Well, we only chatted with him very briefly because they had to run in for a meeting.
Okay.
He was just, you know, hey, the game, this is what happens in the game. It's an opportunity for the other outfielders in camp. And, you know, there was already the competition in center field between Pompey and Pilar and Ezekiel Carrera. And now one of those guys can very well end up in left. And it maybe opens up a bit more of a shot for a non-roster invite like Chris Dickerson or a Caleb Gindel. So the Blue Jays have opportunities here. They have some people in-house that are really going to get a shot. And I think some guys are going to get long, long looks. And John Gibbons would very much like for someone to jump out and impress him.
Let me ask you this before we let you go, because I know you'll have a ton of work to do today. Is there anybody that the team... anybody that the Blue Jays would try out in left field? And by that, I mean, I don't know, I'm just going to pull a name, like a Goins or somebody like that. It won't be him, but you know what I mean, an infielder or another position player. Is there anybody they could maybe swing out to left field? Because at the end of the day, it's going to be about going north. I think it's going to be about going north with the best offensive lineup. And however you can get those bats in, that's what's going to count. Is there anybody else you could see them maybe experimenting with in the outfield?
It's a good question. And my guess on that would be... if someone's bat just becomes so compelling over the course of the spring, then maybe. But if you look at the challenge they're going to have in finding enough offense at second base already, that to think that there's going to be another guy who's going to magically appear and just be a terrific offensive player and be able to be a factor, that I don't know that that's going to be there. And I think if they're not going to get tremendous offensive production, then they're going to want spectacular defense that's going to take away hits and at least contribute in that fashion. So I don't know that guy exists in this camp right now.